Just to backtrack a little, you went in at first and you worked on bench work, as you're saying. Did there seem to be any reaction to the fact that, I mean, it seemed that aircraft before was mainly men, as I understand it, lifting, or did...
It was more women than men.
At the time.
Because men had gone to war.
Uh-huh.
Even Bill quit and went into the Merchant Marine.
Uh-huh.
That was my husband.
Was he drafted, or did he just...
No, he just went into the Merchant Marine.
Uh-huh.
He was rather young.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, when you went to, just completely off the trail, you said that you had, that when you went to work there, that it was mostly women, so no one, did you...
It was mostly women.
Uh-huh. Did,
and a few middle-aged men.
Uh-huh.
They were too old to go to war.
Uh-huh. Were there people there, many people there who had been working there for a long time? Or?
Well, the plant wasn't that old, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the aircraft they weren't doing aircraft. They were building automobiles and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, when they started building planes, war planes, that's when the aircraft came into its own, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, none of the men ever seemed to talk to you or say anything about women being in the plant? Or?
No. They were so nice to us.
Mm-hmm.
They were all middle-aged men because they were too old to go to war.
Mm-hmm. Was there did the men seem to flirt with the women, or,
Some of them did, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was there,
Men will be men.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Was there, did it seem that the men and women were mixed socially much?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They had, lunch hours, you know, and they all... socialize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll really mix up and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What would a typical day be like when you say, talking about the Inglewood plant at first, what would a typical day be like for you?
Yeah, you go in 7 o'clock. We work 10 hours a day, remember.
Oh,
you got up 6 hours. You had to be at work at 6, let's see, 6 at 6 o'clock.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So you you only had 30 minutes for lunch. And at that time, we didn't have a union. The union was organized after I was there.
Uh-huh.
And I was one of the charter members of the union.
Uh-huh.
And so when the union was organized, we got a 10-minute break, which was a couple of years after.
Mm-hmm.
After the I was there, you know.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get no 10 minutes break in the morning, you know, like a lunch hour. You had your 30 minutes lunch break, and that's all you had.
In a 10-hour day.
Yeah, a 10-hour day.
Yeah.
You didn't have a break. You see now, the way it is now, you get a 10 minutes break in the morning, and a 10 minutes break in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Is there any overtime for those extra?
Yeah, even then you got time and a half of overtime.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying you started out making about 80 cents an hour.
Yeah, so 80 cents an hour.
Mhm. And that seemed like good pay to you?
Oh yeah, then.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because you could get a pound of butter for 25 cents.
Mhm.
You don't remember that?
No.
No, you that seems impossible to use. 5 pounds of sugar for 25 cents.
Did with the, you're saying you'd go in the morning. Did you have to punch a clock or anything?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then did you know right where to go, or did you go to a different
place? No, you went to a certain place, got your card out of the rack, punched your clock, in which the rack was over the clock,
mm-hmm.
punched it, then you took your card to your department, and you deposit your card up there.
And you knew right where to go?
Mm-hmm.
When you were, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because it was an enormous plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thousands of people worked there.
Mm-hmm. Was your area off to its own, or could you see?
Well, you had your own area, but you were all there together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, like this room, they did one thing, and the room there, they did something else, and mm-hmm. so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm. Was it open, or was it?
Yeah, it was open, uh-huh. open.
Uh-huh. And then, so you'd work all the way
through? Unless it was some kind of technical work.
Uh-huh. And they were off on
that? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you'd work all the way through until...
You work all the way through until lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
30 minutes for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have anything like a special programs or anything going on at lunch?
Yeah, they had entertainment. Mm-hmm. They used to have movie stars come out there and entertain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go and look at the entertainment, and but you'd have to rush. Then rush back, and it was a rush, rush, rush.
Uh-huh. Did you have a place to buy a lunch there? Or
yeah, they had a... See, did they at that time? They have a cafeteria now. No, they didn't have a cafeteria. You had to bring your lunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they later built one.
Oh, yeah. They have a beautiful place now.
Uh-huh. So you would, there'd be entertainers and movie stars and...
Yeah, movie stars and everything.
Uh-huh. Did the company talk much in terms of the war effort or that you were working on things for the war? I mean, did they keep that in people's minds much, or...?
What do you mean?
With the entertainment and things... Was there much focus on the war, or was that just...
Oh, no, they'd take you completely away from the war.
Uh-huh.
They'd have fake kind of concert-like mm-hmm. dances and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, it would only be a 30-minute show because you had to rush back to your bench.
Okay, and then you worked all the way through until...
Until 4:30.
Mm-hmm. And then you would, you'd carpool back home?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how did things go as far as arrangements at home?
Well, my aunt kept my children.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest one then was about, she's old enough to, she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Before the war ended.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, she got married. And I was still working in the war plant
uh-huh.
when she got married.
Uh-huh.
She met this soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And she was only 17.
Mm-hmm.
And got married. And had this child, of course,
mm-hmm.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And when Michael was born, she went to Florida to be with his people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came out of the war,
mm-hmm.
they came back to California and lived with me. And by that time, Bill was out of the Merchant Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought this house here.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't in this house no time before Bill took sick and died. He went to Japan
mm-hmm.
on a trip, on a 30-day voyage. And... He got sick, and he was only sick a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and he went to the hospital himself in Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Died in Pasadena, in the hospital. He was only 48 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I met Walter. He sang in the choir, and I did too.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know him, and he didn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day at church, I was stranded, you know, and I wanted to get home. I lived in this house then.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'll run you home. He had a car. I'll run you home. I said, oh, thank you. So he ran me home, and that was the end of that. So I I thought that was the end of that. So, because I married, oh, no, I would think about getting married. Oh, not me, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, I just had gotten rid of one devil. I didn't want another one. The Lord had taken one devil. I didn't want another one. You know, Bill was a great, he loved his drinks, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he, I wouldn't say he was an alcoholic, but he was, at that time I didn't know what an alcoholic was. But after I looked over his life, I said he was an alcoholic, you know. Mm-hmm. So I said, I don't want no man that smoked or drank. And so Walter didn't smoke and he didn't drink. Mm-hmm. So I said, gee, this is a happy medium, I thought, you know. So we went together 2 years, mm-hmm. and we got married, mm-hmm. and we've been getting along pretty good, and little later on together we bought us a car. Mm-hmm. Then we started going on these vacations together, mm-hmm. driving.
And what year did you
marry Walter? Mm-hmm. Oh, 1950.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe,
I was still working in the plant.
Uh-huh. Now, you had mentioned that you worked in Downey for a while.
Yeah, I did work in Downey.
Uh-huh.
I worked after 2 years. 2 years in Downey.
Uh-huh. And that was during the war?
Yeah, that was during the war. Oh, that was a hell of a place.
Uh-huh. Had that been, always been an airport?
Always been, oh yeah.
Uh-huh. So they built it, they must have built it,
I don't know when they built it, but it was just an old shell of a place.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember. It seems like there was no floor, and then you're working on the ground inside.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Just on like a cement floor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what kind of work did you do there?
Structure, same thing.
Uh-huh. You were doing drilling and things?
And working on the bench.
Uh-huh.
Working on the bench.
Uh-huh. And did, you had said that the supervisors
were nasty.
Yeah. What kinds of things did they do to,
Just stand over you and you couldn't do enough.
Mm-hmm.
They'd drive you.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to do 10 pieces a day, they wanted 20.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Yeah.
20 wouldn't be enough.
Mm-hmm.
You get your 10 pieces out, but they wanted 10 more.
So they really pushed?
Oh, did they? I should say.
Did, in terms of, you said that you were a charter member of the union.
Yeah.
Which union was that?
The same one they had now, AWCIO.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who was involved in organizing that first?
Yeah, what was his name? John, I thought I'd never forget his name. Anyhow, they have a big Christmas party every Christmas, and every summer they have a big picnic. I always go and I see all of my old friends. I see Viva, my friend that lives in El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
See all of my old friends. It's just like homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. Very nice of the retirees.
Mm-hmm.
They give us medication. I mean, we get medical attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get, I was ill last year. And my hospital bill was, enormous. And they took my bill over. And I get a pension from them after I retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice, handsome pension.
Mm-hmm. During the, were they...
That's through the union.
Uh-huh. Did they start up during the war?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things are they doing for people during when you were first...
Well, they fought for us to get the benefits that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So things like the break?
Yeah, and we had to strike. Yeah, that's one of the things that we would really like to tell you. We went on strike, mm-hmm. and we stayed out for 56 days. Mm-hmm. We walked the streets for 56 days, mm-hmm. and I was one of the people who stayed out for 56 days. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go in, but I said no. mm-hmm.
Now,
but a lot of them went in and worked on our jobs while we were outside, walking the sidewalks with them.
So you did have were these scabs that were going
in? Scabs went in,
yeah.
and worked.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed out.
Uh-huh.
The same girl in El Segundo and all of us.
Uh-huh. Now, was that after the war that strike happened?
No, during the war.
During the war?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did anyone give you pressure about it being a war or being a war?
Yeah, we had captains that would keep us out there on that street, you know, walking. Walk, oh gosh, we walked, Fanny, Tina and myself and her husband Joe, who's dead now,
mm-hmm.
and oh, we walked,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we missed a day,
mm-hmm.
not one day.
Mm-hmm.
They had a car and I didn't have one. They used to come by and get me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a car. Walt and I was married then.
Mm-hmm.
Walter was. He was working for Sears Roebuck.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that was the Korean War then?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Walter would go to his job, Sears Roebuck.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only reason why I could stay out as long as I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now you, with the union, how was it that you got interested in it in the first place? Did you know about unions before?
Well, yeah, I knew about unions, but I had never worked where they had a union, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and Sears Roebuck has never had a union. I don't think they unionized yet, even today.
Uh-huh. Had your first husband been in a union with the railroad?
Oh, he was in the. He was a staunch union member of the Maritime Union.
Uh huh.
As a ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and he belongs to this union out there, too.
Mm-hmm. So you had maybe heard about the unions, or seen, at least you knew someone who had been in the union.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So did you, who talked to you about the union the first time?
This same fellow, John.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of John's last name.
Uh-huh.
John. You know, I was ill and I had a slight stroke,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of damaged me, and I can't remember a lot of things that I would like to remember.
But he was just the man who was working out?
Yeah, he was one of the men, one of the organizers.
Mm-hmm. And what did he, how did he approach you about it?
Just said, would you like to join the union? At that time it was only $1 to join the union. $1. And we said, yes, we joined the union, sure.
Uh-huh.
So we joined it wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Did you get involved in the meetings?
And at that time, they didn't take your money out. You'd have to pay your union dues.
Oh.
They would come around and pick your dues up.
Mm-hmm. So somebody collect
them, mm-hmm.
at work?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Still trying to think of John's last name. He was from Rock Island, Illinois, and isn't that funny? I can remember that, but John's name has escaped me.
Maybe if I look through some old union papers or something, I can find out for you. Maybe I can look through some old union papers and see if I can find it out.
Are you associated with the union?
No,
student
but
union.
I can do some, there isn't one for part-time people. What I'll do is, I'll look and see if I can find it in the UCLA library.
Oh, yeah.
Did, when you were with the union, did you ever go to meetings or,
Yes, I went to meetings, yeah. I could go to meetings now, but I'm too lazy.
Uh-huh. Did you?
I should go, because they have meetings, they have a lovely building out there on Imperial Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And I should go to the meetings because they've done a lot for me since I retired and then I became ill, you know. Oh, they really saw that I got 80% of my prescriptions and everything.
Yeah. Now, in the, during the war, I was wondering, did the war itself affect your life much? Did you think much of
no.
being a war child?
No.
Were you were active in the church still then, or were you active in a church at that time?
Yes.
Which church was that?
The Second Baptist Church.
So you, have you been
there? Well, I think I got one, I'll show you one of our programs, if I can find one.
Let me, the congregation has been there
yeah.
about 100 years?
Some of the people have been there, our charter members of that church.
But the building itself is 15?
Yeah, that building.
Now, during the war, did the church, I was wondering, I know there was a group called the Negro Victory Committee in Los Angeles during the war. That was some of the churches, some of the ministers got together and worked on things. Was the Second Baptist involved in that?
I don't know. Let's see. We raised $55,000 and finished paying off that church.
So there was a drive?
There was a drive for the finished paying for that church. $55,000.
And did they do that then during the war?
They did 55 in 44.
Did it seem to you that more people... I mean, do you know why, was there a special reason why they chose that time to try and pay off?
Well, it was during the war and people were making a lot of money then.
So it
so this particular pastor, not this one, the pastor before him, raised $55,000 in 44 and paid that church off and burnt the mortgage. And the church itself, at that time, today it's worth over $1 million. Today, but when it was built, I think it was about $100,000. You know.
So that were you involved in helping?
Oh yes, sure. You bet.
What I was just thinking with a 10-hour day, and. Now, with this, were they living with your aunt, or did they stay?
Yeah, they were living. No, my oldest girl lived. No, my aunt was living with me. Was living with me. That's the way it was. My aunt was living with me.
Did you have?
And so she kept the children.
What about things as far as like shopping and cooking and
shopping and cooking and. People didn't put too much emphasis on shopping in those days. You know, you just stopped by the store and bought food, and that was that, you know.
Was it hard during the war with rationing and...
Oh, yes. Gosh, we used to forgive the figures of that church.
So did they, with the church, well, I guess what I was going to get on to is, did you have time to be active in many things?
Oh, yes. I've been singing in that choir for 38 years.
That's quite
And Walter funny. Was singing in there when I met him in the choir. He was in the choir when I met him.
So you would sing in that choir, and then you got involved in the fundraising for the
mortgage? Oh, yes. Sure.
And what other kinds of things were going on at the church during the war?
Oh, just a lot of things. I couldn't participate because, I was working 10 hours a day and sometimes on Sunday. So it wasn't too much activity for me in the church at that time.
And you're, so you would come home and your children there, would your
But those 7 years that I didn't work, I was very active in the church.
Oh, in the years before
yeah,
that?
I used to go to choir rehearsal. But then I had to curtail some of my church activity, working.
And was that 5 or 6 days a week?
6 days a week, yes.
So
10 hours a day, 6 days a week.
So 60 hours a week. It's a lot of time to spend at North America.
Oh, I should say. And you didn't make a hell of a lot of money then. No, not then.
Yeah.
Now they're making a lot of money. They're making $9 an hour, some of them.
So you, did they tell you why they sent people out to Downey? I was just wondering, was that just...
I think it's housing. They didn't have enough space.
And how did you get out there? Did you have to...
I had to carpool.
That was,
And then I didn't tell you about the time that when I was working at the main plant, and they came one day and said, you're going to be sent out to Canoga Park. That was in 62. And I worked out there 2 years, driving 60 miles a day. In the engineering department out there. I've done everything.
So during the war though, they Downey was still, at that time...
Downey is still a plant. But though they have improved it so much.
Was it as large as the one in Inglewood, or was it...
No. No.
Did they have you working on something different, or...?
We still did structure. Except when I went out to Canoga Park, I was working in the engineering department, working on, but I was still on the bench.
So even in Downey, it was bench work.
And then one time out there in Canoga Park, I was working in what they call the coal room, ice coal. You had to put on a hood and wear gloves to work on the parts because you couldn't put your fingerprints on them.
Some special parts?
And you're talking about hell.